Independent Councillor John O'Donnell. John, it looks like you are, well, it doesn't look like you are, heading back into Donegal County Council. Your action to that?
Yeah, Greg, it's looking good. I suppose my reaction to that is absolutely overwhelmed with joy for myself, my family, my team, my group of supporters, for all the electorate that went out and voted for me. I want to thank them and reach out to them from the bottom of my heart, because without the people going casting the vote, I wouldn't be here in front of you today talking on this platform.
But you haven't been speaking on the media platform of late. Of course, since we last spoke publicly, you had the SIPO findings. You were doorstepped by RTE. I think you had a spell in hospital. And whatever else goes on that other people wouldn't know about. What's the last while been like for you?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's been a rocky road. It's been a very challenged road for myself as a public figure from all that has happened over the last number of years. But I think that the long and short of it is that it would have been very wrong of me to be speaking without letting the people speak. And I always said from the outset that the people would decide on the 24th of May. And we're sitting here now on the 25th and the people have spoken. And I want to thank the people that have rode in their support and give me any preference of a vote, not only a number one. And I would reach out to the people that haven't voted for me this time to reach out to me for the next 5 years, and I'll do my level best to support them and to try and deliver for them. Because what I would say to you is the reason that we've received this vote is because of the work that you do on the ground. So I think a lot of people see me for all the good that I've done, and I suppose for one mistake in anybody's life, I think that everybody should be forgiven, and I think that the electorate has definitely done that and given me another chance.
Do you think you owe your fellow councillors or the council an apology?
Well, look, at the end of the day, at the time, whenever all this arose, I offered an apology to the council and my fellow councillors. But unfortunately, when I was down, they all wanted to, go on high moral ground. Well, a number of them. I want to thank the people that did stand by me. And again, I want to thank the probably possible 2,000 people now that have voted for me on number one preference. And again, as I said, what if 7,000 people cast a vote, whatever amount of people give me a preference of any form, I want to thank them. I want to reach out to the people that didn't vote me, and I want to see John O'Donnell for the real John O'Donnell for all the good he done. And at the end of the day, what was done to me in relation to the doorstep in RTE with my Muller out on a canvas in Kilmacrenan a week before an election, I think we all know now that it wasn't in the public interest to RTE Primetime investigates programme 3.5 years ago. It was certainly a political witch hunt, and it was something to try maybe and to damage my credibility. But again, as I said, I've made a mistake and I've learned from it, and I want to thank the people for coming and supporting me, and hopefully I'm looking forward now to representing them for the next 5 years.
What was your mistake?
Well, look, I suppose my mistake, we all know what the mistake was, because at the end of the day, I went in as a businessman and forgot about my political role, and my lines got blurred, and I've stuck to that. And again, as I said, I've given the people the chance to speak. They've spoke today, yesterday on the 24th. I'm in front of you now on the 25th, and I'm quite willing to do any interview with anybody now going forward after the people have spoken. And again, I can't thank the people that has believed in me, stood behind me, my family, my supporters, yourself, I suppose, Greg, Highland Radio, John McAteer, who's beside me here from the Tyrconnell Tribune, who didn't take John O'Donnell's side, but ran balanced reporting. And I think it's very important to have balanced reporting it. So anybody that runs a balanced report, I have nothing against that. But I think when you're doing unbalanced reporting, it's not fair to any candidate or any particular person in any way of life.
If RT invited you on for an interview, that primetime programme, would you award them an interview?
To be honest with you, Greg, I asked RT to be here today, and I'm disappointed that they weren't the first people looking for an interview with me, and I asked Conor Ryan to be here. So again, I'm happy to give you the first interview from Highland Radio, because you're a local radio station. You're a very good broadcaster yourself as a reporter, and you have a good political background. And as well as that, I suppose at the end of the day, it's somewhat disappointing that they're not here, but at the end of the day, I won't be giving them any more airtime. As far as I'm concerned, we've moved on. The people have spoken, and I want to just represent the people of Donegal now, and forget about the national broadcaster that come down here, and as far as I'm concerned, waste the taxpayers' money running around after me.
It doesn't matter how tough you are or how seasoned you are or how hardened a politician you are or who you have around you. It would be impossible for the events of the last while not to take its toll, be it emotionally, physically, I don't know. What are your emotions now as we sit here speaking? Because, you know, you can go out and do the work, but you don't know if people are going to vote for you. I presume you're wanting to put yourself in front of the people and say, look, am I a good person or am I a bad person? You be the judge. I presume you could argue that they've returned a verdict that says, you know, overall, we all have a vote, so you're a good person. how does that make you feel personally on a you know, on your own personal level?
Well, on my own personal level, I suppose I'm overwhelmed with the vote and I'm overwhelmed with the support that I've been received on the doorstep. I've done a hard canvas to try and get the vote that I've done. But again, as I said to you, I suppose the long and short of it is the reason that I'm re-elected is the work that I've done on the ground as well. And people can see that in all the different communities and stuff like that. For myself, I suppose, personally, I would like to think that I've probably... strong analogy are you do take patterns and you do take a lot of abuse on social media and that, but there's one thing that they can't take away from me, and that's my family. And I have a very good family. We're a loyal family and we're very, very close. I have a great mother. I have my late father, who was a great politician, carried me through in the last election, and he definitely carried me through in this election as well. They're still talking very great things about the late Eddie O'Donnell, about all the work that he'd done. So that's an emotional day for us. It's a great day for the family, and it's a great day for the people of the Milford electorate, and I think as well as that for Donegal as a whole, because the people that voted for me even in the last election that couldn't vote for me this time, they come down and supported me and done a canvas with me door to door as well, and showed the strength on the ground and displayed my banners on their cars when I'm sure it wasn't easy to do so because the media was maybe trying to portray something different of you. So it's great to be here today with a good news story and to be re-elected, and that's all I want to do. I just want to enjoy the moment now, Greg, with my family, my team, my supporters, and try and take a positive out of it, and hopefully that we'll forget about the negative vibes going forward and just do the job that I've been elected to do, and that's to represent and serve the people of the Milford electorate and Donegal as a whole.
For one in four people who voted in Milford voted for you. You have topped the poll. The tallies show 1,943 first preferences ahead of Liam Blaney, 1,685. You know this is not necessarily over. You know how this is going to be read on social media, how it's going to be read down the country, that the people of Donegal are this, that and thon, and how could they do this? And you know the words that they'll use in association with you. But presumably, you know, as you said from the get-go, the people have spoken, and that seems to be what, and your supporters and the family, that seems to be really what you're worried about, not what national media says.
No, well, look, Greg, at the end of the day, the only thing I'm going to say to you is, look, the electorate's listening to me now, and I can tell you they're a very intelligent bunch. The people make up their own mind, they get into the polls, and they vote for the people based on what they've done on the ground and what they've delivered for their areas. Local elections or national elections, all politics is local, and it's all about delivering community projects, community-led projects, roads, footpaths, lighting, housing, whatever the case may be with our remittance in Donegal County Council. I suppose since my term in office, I've delivered a lot of community projects like children's playgrounds, astroturf pitches, roads, footpaths, street lighting, and again, I've housed a lot of people in a personal capacity. That's what politics is all about, and I think that's what I want to continue doing. I just focus on the small things, because at the end of the day, remember one thing, no matter how big or small of a turn you do somebody, it means an awful lot to them, and I'm going to continue doing that, and that's all I want to be able to be seen to be doing. I want to help people to the best of my capability, and again, as I said, I had an exceptional team on the ground that were around me to make this possible. I had my cousin here, John Duffy, who's beside me, the director of elections, who played an absolute blinder in this election and kept a serious discipline and role on us all to keep us dedicated to the result.
A couple of more questions. Did you find having to explain yourself on the door? Like, do you know, you talked about all the people that you went around. You know, for the most part, was it like, all right, John, you know, they caught you out there, we could all make a mistake? Or did you have to actually explain it to sort of bring voters around? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no, I understand totally where you're coming from. I'll be straight up with you, Greg. I think, to be honest with you, if I was running down in Cork, I might have had to explain myself. But in Donegal, I didn't, because in my electoral area, I didn't need to introduce myself to my people, because they know the work I've been doing on the ground. And as far as they're concerned in relation to the RT broadcast and the Primetime Investigates, they know that wasn't the real me. And again, as I said, I'm just trying to move on from that now. They know about all the good things I've done, and they're just looking at me on a positive note, and they want me to represent them and to serve them as best to their capability.
John's going to ask, wants to comment, but I want to ask you one more question. You were censored at the last council, but it's, you could say it's a clean sheet. The people have spoken. You're going into a new council whenever it sits for the first time. What message have you got for the 36 others that you'll be sitting there with? I mean, is this, do you believe now a line has to be drawn under this and people move forward? I mean, not, you know, what's your message for those, for your fellow councillors?
Well, look,
if you have one.
Yeah. Well, look, my message from my fellow councillors hasn't changed. I've apologised to them for any wrong or any doubt that I've cast on them as well as elected members. I suppose this council's a new council. There'll be new members and there'll be some of the past members mightn't be there. I would just ask them that, look, at the end of the day, you went forward to your electorate to get elected to represent and serve them. And the only way you're going to represent or serve anybody and for the best natures of anybody in this constituency is to work together and collectively. And I'm looking to work as a collective and work united council with any affiliated political party, whatever it is. I want to work with them and I want to get things done, because I think that's the one thing that has stood to me. Everybody knows that I will do my level best to try and deliver for my locality. So we need to work together. We need to move forward, draw a line in it, as you said, and try and sit down now and form whatever formation is going to be of the new council. Is it going to be all-inclusive or is it going to be a power sharing or whatever the case may be? Nobody knows yet, Greg. As you said, it's early days as well in relation to who's all going to be elected. So we just look forward to putting a framework together, and if I want to work, if they're happy enough to work with me, I want to work with them. And what I would say to them is, look, one in every four people voted for me in Mulford, so I can't be that bad a person.
All right, John McAteer, what did you want to say there?
Do you feel, John, the huge vote of 204 that you took out of Rebelton has scuppered Ian McGarvey's chances?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, John, there's no point in me lying to you. I haven't looked at the total the vote on each booth on a detailed basis. But what I would say is, in relation to Ian McGarvey, I certainly didn't contest this election to scupper Ian McGarvey or anybody's chances. To be honest, I hold Ian McGarvey in one of the highest esteems of all the county councillors in Donegal. He's a personal friend of mine. And to be honest with you, in my darkest hour, when my back was against the wall, Ian McGarvey was one of the few people who stood up and be counted and stood beside me, because not only did he know me, he knew my family, he knew the work I was doing, he knew my late father. And, you know, Ian McGarvey is certainly a man that I wouldn't want to see losing a seat here. I'm not even sure where Ian is in the relation to the total vote share, but
he's at 10% at the moment, 10.1%.
Given that he's 1150 short of a quota, and that Fine Gael is sitting there on 1400 votes or more, do you never feel that Ian McGarvey, that his day is done in the council?
Well, look, at the end of the day, for Ian McGarvey, I know one thing, if Ian McGarvey gets re-elected, his day is not done, because he's certainly one of the hardest working councillors in the Milford Elect area.
Yeah, but like Fine Gael has 18.5% as opposed to Ian's 10%. You know, there's an 8.5%.
Well, there's a lot
there
of people going for three seats. It's always was always going to be tough. I mean, it should have been a four-seater. Let's call a spade, shouldn't it?
We have to live in the here and now. It is a three-seater.
Yeah, but I would have to say, John, look, at the end of the day, I would have to say that it's all to play tomorrow with transfers. And what I would say is that Ian McGarvey will be very transfer-friendly.
Yeah.
What I would say is, in relation to the Fine Gael strategy, in relation to running two candidates and a three-seater, I don't think that was ever going to work. I know that Ian McGarvey is polling well and it's looking good for maybe her possibly taking a seat, but from the feedback that I was getting on the ground, I don't think they're going to transfer well together. There's nobody knows better than me. I've knocked 5,286 doors, so I know I have met
many
people. 5,286.
Who's counting that?
We keep a count of every night we're out. So, like, at the end of the day, all I'm going to say to you is we've reported that we ran a 9-week canvas. I ran a 15-week canvas. Yeah. And from, I suppose, the 24th of May, when I was elected last in 2014, The one thing I would say to you about myself over maybe some of the other councillors is that that's when your canvas starts again. And my canvas for the next election in 5 years' time, or whatever the case may be, starts tomorrow morning.
All right, then. Listen, John O'Donnell, it looks, to all intents and purposes, you're going to top the poll. The people of Milford have spoken. One in four who decided to vote for you. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. Thank you. Right. Thanks, John.
Okay, John O'Donnell there, topping the poll in Milford.